Okay, I want to talk a little bit about how to receive. Okay, and I want to start by doing a process. So let's do a process. And I'm going to call in the light of the Most High because that's what we work with. Okay? So, Lord God, send us your light. And we put this time together into your light for the highest good. Okay? Now, I want you to be honest with yourself. How many of you, because when you we say, send us your light, Lord God, it's not that God is sending his light to us, because it's always present, okay? It's just a way we have of notifying our consciousness that we are focusing on the light of the Most High. We're directing our focus there, okay? But how many of you actually receive that light? Okay, not too many. Okay, so that's the rub. We call and we say, hey, I'm placing my consciousness with the light of the Most High, with the Lord God, and then we don't receive it. We don't really give it to ourselves. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is have you just simply receive. I'm going to call in the light again, which just notifies our own consciousnesses that we're focused there. And then I want you to receive that light. Okay, so Lord God, send us your light. Let me put this time together into your light for the highest good. Okay. All right, now, that was good. Most of you received it. Some of you had some fear there, but you still held quiet and allowed yourself to receive, all right? So, send the light, have the light sent us again. And what I want you to do is I want you to run some stuff. Okay? And now I want you to just cease. Stop and just be present. Okay? Run some stuff. Now cease and just be present. Okay. Run some stuff. Okay, now just be present. Run some stuff. Okay, now just be present. Okay, now when you can, bring your consciousness back here. And I would just like you to share, what was the difference for you when you received and when you didn't? And let's start here in at the Home Center. If anyone would like to share, please do. Good.
It was a lot easier, especially through the process, to just be present. It was an effort after the third time to even pinpoint something to run.
Okay. All right. So after a while, it became easier just to be present than to run negativity and not be present and receive. Okay. Who else? Good.
It just felt better.
You felt better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good.
Felt much better.
Good. Okay. Good. Okay. Who else would like to share?
I I felt it was an opening of my heart and bile.
Okay, good. Opening of the heart.
I had the same. I felt like my heart was.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Plus one.
Oh, plus one. I mean, just clear.
Clearer. Okay. Okay. Anyone in Phoneland like to share? You may have to unmute.
I would.
Good.
I would. What I noticed is when I received the light, everything felt open and clear, and when it was blocked, I actually felt physical, like, pressure on my stomach, discomfort.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. And the reason you felt it around your stomach is when basics are ruling the roost, the spiritual flow of energy is obviously not flowing through the basic selves to the conscious self. Okay? And so you're literally feeling the basics on that band around the midsection there.
It's terribly uncomfortable.
Well, good. It should be. Good. Okay, who else would like to share in Phoneland? Okay, can you unmute and share?
Dr. Lane?
Yes, good.
I'll go, Dr. Lane.
Okay, good.
When I was running stuff, there was sort of a righteous sort of thought that this was right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went present, there was just sort of this blossoming of peace and just being sort of aware, but not really trying to get anywhere or do anything.
Good. Okay. Yeah, you're just present. Nothing
right.
to achieve, nothing to do. Okay, good. Okay. All right, there was someone else who had wanted to share.
It was me, Dr.
Good.
Lane, Maryland.
Okay, good. Uh-huh.
When I ran the stuff and then did not run it, it was really a balm. It was
okay.
So healing. And
mm-hmm.
then I couldn't remember what the stuff was.
Ah, okay. That shows you how real it is, huh?
Right. And I couldn't, and when you kept saying it, I couldn't find the stuff.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Well, thank you.
Sure, pleasure. All right. One more person would like to share?
I can share, Dr. Lynch.
Yeah, please do.
When I wasn't present, it was sort of a isolated feeling.
A what feeling?
It was almost like everything was sort of muted. Like I was it was very dense and...
Okay.
I can contrast it better when I was present. I felt a little electricity kind of
mm-hmm.
come in.
Okay. All right, well, good.
So... Not being present was the lack of that.
Sure. Okay, good. Okay. And it's interesting you use the word density. Things were more dense when you were running your negativity and not able to receive. Because isn't that what it is? Okay, the soul that we are lives on many different levels. And the levels closest to the physical and those in the negative worlds are dense. And when you choose into karma rather than spirit, rather than God, that's what you're choosing into, the density of matter, really, the prison of matter, okay? And of course, the electrical thing is the nature of spirit is electrical. The soul body is electric in nature. So you're able to... So can you see how powerful you are? This makes us... This makes us very powerful. We have complete choice. We can choose into density, into matter, into being a prisoner and being enslaved, or we can choose into the freedom and the joy of being in the soul body. Of course, when we're in the soul body, we're with God. That's how you worship God. That's the church. Okay? See, now I wanted to give this... talk on receiving, because many times between classes or breaks, a lot of you sort of grab a bite and are eating, and I'll always ask, you, well, not always, but a lot of times I'll ask you, hey, did you call in the light? And usually, whomever I'm asking looks at me like, gosh, how could this guy be my spiritual teacher? He doesn't even know that I've called in the light. You know, I better think about all this, you know? And then, of course, mm-hmm. it turns out that, yeah, that's exactly it. You called in the light, but you didn't receive. So the light's sitting there. Okay, and it's interesting, when you get quiet and you receive, it's almost like a slinky going down the stairs, you know? It's like the light just goes down through all the levels in your consciousness. Okay? And that's what's really, really important. Okay? That you're giving it to yourself, all right? Because otherwise you're depriving yourself. See, I'm calling in the light. I'm going to place my consciousness with the light, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give it to myself. Okay, then it becomes something you're doing by rote or just as a mental exercise. And of course, it doesn't do anything. Okay, because if you wanted a ritual or something, you could just do any kind of ritual you wanted or go to some religious organization and do whatever their rituals are or whatever other rituals you want to engage in. That's fine. But you're not participating with the light of the Most High. So you're cheating yourself and you're impoverishing yourself. Okay, so I wanted to give this satsang to really teach you just to be present. And of course, when you're present, you can't run your stuff. Okay, you have to sit present with God, present in love. So if we're, for example, blessing the food, and some of you have had the experience when you really allowed the food to be blessed, what you're really doing is receiving the light. And to such an extent that many of you, you don't even have to eat the food. You're not even hungry. You've been filled by the light. And you don't even have a desire to eat. Okay? But when we allow ourselves, our consciousness, just to go bingo outside and grab, go right to the food, then we're cheating ourselves instead of being present with God. Okay? See, and it's no different in our life as a soul from what we do and what we've done in our embodiments as a soul. We've gone outside ourselves, we've attached to our thoughts, to our feelings, etc., etc., and we've entered the world of form, and we've been pulled out of ourselves. So when we call in the light, we have a wonderful opportunity to receive. Mm-hmm. To receive, you know? Now, I could shoot a funny scene in a movie. I could have people go to church and they'll receive communion and they won't place their mouth or their hand where they can receive the wafer or the, you know, or the wine, and it'll be really funny and it'll spill out, spill all over them, etc., etc. The crumb, the wafer will go down their blouse, whatever it is, or shirt, you know, the wine will stain their clothes. It'll be a funny scene, okay? But isn't this what we're doing? We're doing a similar thing. We're not placing our consciousness where we can receive if we place it outside of ourselves with the things of the world. See, and in our training as a soul, because that's what we're doing in this life, we're undergoing a training, okay? That's what we've always done up until now. We've always, always gone outside and attached to the world of form, attached outside ourselves. And of course, it's these very attachments that keep pulling us back into another body, until we get it right. Okay, you know. And isn't it interesting that if you're an initiate on this path, you really get the remedy because you're taught to go in and up, okay, which reverses just that tendency to go out in the world and attach, or attach and then go out in the world, down and out, as it were. Not directionally, but just vibrationally, just in consciousness. Okay, so we do the opposite. And when we receive, we really have to do the same thing as what we're taught to do in what the world knows as meditation, in our meditation practice, what we call Simran and Dhyan. We have to hold. Okay, and we hold with the light, or we just move into love. And love is letting go of volition every time. So I'm letting go of my agenda. Okay? And there are lots of ways we can receive, you know? I've noticed many times people will talk to me. They're not talking to me. They're in an abusive relationship with me. They're trying to abuse me. Okay? It takes two to tango. I don't tango. But it's abusive because they're abusing themselves. And how do they do it? Very simply. They want to distort what's being said and use it for their purposes, really the purpose of the lower self, etc., etc. Okay? Rather than to be present and receive, of course, in the reception, you're uplifted and up-vibrated. Okay? So just think about it. You go to your spiritual teacher to keep your stuff going. That's perverse. That's crazy. Okay? He'll let you have it because you're in charge. But that's nuts. Why waste your time? Why waste your energy? To say nothing of the teacher's time and energy. Why waste it? So you want to be receptive. So when you work with the teacher, when you work with yourself, you know, so many of you have had wonderful opportunities to drop your stuff and just receive. You know, so many people say, oh, you know, when I dropped my stuff and received and I was present, I got all these solutions. Yeah, that's where the solutions are. They're in spirit. They're in the light of the Most High. That's what's brought forth. You know, and the divine balm, the divine solution, that's the solution for everything. And you can only have it if you're present. It's kind of like if I were to tell you, you know, there's some championship football games coming up this weekend. Okay? And Ohio State is playing Wisconsin. Okay? All right, and I promise you that if Wisconsin doesn't win, okay, I will never, ever, ever sing if you've said Wisconsin, you've said it all, okay? All right, that's how devoted I am to this team, for example, all right? Then I go and I tell the team, you know what? All right. It's being played in XYZ Stadium. And they show up and there's no game. They've misdirected their focus, where they're going. So they can't even receive. But isn't that what we do? We do the same thing. We're directing our consciousness out into the world, into worry, fear, pain, or into our agenda. And we can't receive what's in front of us. Okay? And the beauty of little children is they're spontaneous. You know? And that's why the Christ Jesus said, except you be as little children, you can't enter the kingdom. Because they're not running their negativity. They're just present. They're just present, you know? You know, I had a wonderful opportunity a couple of weeks ago to have dinner with an old college friend who brought along his young daughter. And it was like we had this great date. I had this great date with this 10, 11-year-old girl, you know? And it was fabulous. And we had a great time together. And what were we really doing? We were just being present, just playing whatever came up, and we just had a great time. Okay, and we were just really enjoying ourselves. Okay. And, you know, the other adults were, they were being adults, you know, in various or lesser degree. And I thought, well, you know what, isn't this silly, you know? Why can't we all be like little children in this sense? Just being present with whatever comes. Okay? And it's like when we go through our lives, what do? We enter into worry, into fear, into pain. We try to control the future, you know, the outcome, etc., etc. Well, good luck with that. Okay? And we know that as soon as we do that, we're outside ourselves. And we've given over our power. And if we've given over our power, then we're into karma. Okay, and then what are we going to have to do? Well, because we've given over our power and it's out, we've placed it out there, then we're going to have to try to control and manipulate what's out there. And we go round and round and round and round. Okay? I thought, you know, just getting back to this little girl, I guess her dad told her a little bit about me, and the first thing she starts talking to me about are those carved underground churches in Ethiopia. So she knew how to get to me, okay? And I thought, okay, I'll take the hook, okay? But then I realized, you know what? It wasn't so much as a hook as it was, you know what, I want to engage with you, we can have a good time, and we'll just stay present with whatever comes out of that. And a lot of things came out of that. We went all over the world, and then some. Okay, but we started in Ethiopia. See, and it was interesting. I didn't talk to her like she was a child, etc., etc. I talked to her just like I would anybody else. And because I didn't do that, it opened up this place in her where she had all this enthusiasm for it. She may not have known many facts or anything else like that, but she had a real feel for it. She had a real kind of understanding for it. And it was kind of neat. She was open to more learning, etc., etc. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, and why can't we all share like this? But if we choose into the density of matter, into worry and fear and pain and concern, into hurt, into history, you know, so many of us go, wow, you know, I have reference points of this in the past, you know, and this or that's going to happen. Well, then guess what? Your fear is going to come upon you. It's a spiritual law. You know? It was a great quote. I don't know if she meant to say it or what, or had any idea of what she was saying, but I thought it was fabulous. They interviewed some famous movie star, and she was talking about a relationship, and she said, yeah, I keep, you know, you keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again, until you learn, you know? And I thought, well, she just defined karma, didn't she? You know? She just defined karma. Okay? And what's the mistake, in quotes, which eventually every soul is given enough time, enough embodiments to learn, is to create away from the spirit they are, away from the Lord God. That's what's really crucial. Okay? So, we can sit with the karma upon us and enter into agenda, fear, lack, pain, suffering, etc. Or we can just choose to be present. See, when you're present, then you start to experience the joy. You start to experience the fun. Okay, and you start to experience really, really being alive. Okay. And many of us think that in order to be alive, we have to have a lot of excitement. You know, we have to have a lot of suffering. We have to have a lot of drama, etc. in order to feel alive. Okay? But think about it. What gives us life but the spirit, the soul? Okay? So if you really want to be alive, doesn't it make sense to just receive it into the levels of your consciousness and just be present? Okay? So how you receive is you hold steady in the light. You let go. You enter into love. Love is letting go of volition every time. You let go of your agenda and you're just present. And you receive. See, and you can receive in terms of the light of the Most High. You can receive from other people. You can receive the enjoyment, just the spontaneity of being. That's what's really crucial. But we tend to think we're adult if we're worried, etc. Then we're sort of like really mature. You know? And tremendous burdens on our shoulders. Then we're really responsible. Okay, but we're not responding at all to spirit. We're responding to the karma that we're creating. Okay? Sufficient unto the day are the worries thereof. Think about it. Okay? God's doing a pretty good job of running the show. He's taking care of things very nicely. Thank you very much. Yeah, but how come the planet's such a mess? Well, because of his love for you. He allows you to do what you do with it. Okay? Okay? But you're also assuming that the planet's a mess. It's perfect, just as it is, because it's set up for our receiving. And what are we receiving? But the Spirit, God within. And, you know, the old greeting that the Indians do basically is, you know, I salute the God in you. Okay? And it's real interesting. Just physiologically, you can't be angry when you make that gesture. It's impossible. Okay? And yet a lot of us walk around so very angry, with this free-floating anger. A lot of it is based on feeling that we're kicked out of the garden, when we've been kicked out of the garden. Okay? And we've been kicked out of the garden not by God, but by ourselves. Because we've kicked God out of the garden. So we've been kicked out of the garden. But because of how things work in the mirror, we think we've been kicked out. It's all backwards, you know? And so when we receive, we come into that state of surrender, of letting go, of trust, of union. Okay? But it doesn't happen as a mental exercise or anything else like that. Okay? Alright. And by spiritual law, okay, a soul cannot be violated. Okay, soul is in charge and it cannot be violated by spiritual law. Okay? So, if it hasn't chosen to work with the light of the Most High through the process, the initiatory process, okay, that's fine. Then it doesn't receive that. And it works with the magnetic light in the lower worlds. Okay? Because it hasn't decided to know itself as soul, as spirit. Okay? And it hasn't committed to knowing itself and God directly. So it knows things through reflection. It knows things through reflection. Okay? And isn't it silly to take initiation into the light of the Most High, where you can enter into the soul body and be with God, and then choose away from that and know through reflection, not receive? It's like you dive for a pebble in the water and you think it's in that spot, but because of reflection, it's not. It's in another spot. Okay, and that's what we do when we receive out of our karmic field. We're not receiving that because we're not receiving the light of the Most High because we haven't placed our consciousness there. It's like the football team going to a stadium where there's not going to be a game. You're not going to be able to receive the championship trophy because you're not in the stadium to play the game. You're not giving yourself the chance, see? And one of the teachings that I bring forth is to love yourself enough to give yourself the time of day. And giving yourself the time of day is to place your consciousness where you can receive. Okay? All right. And in conclusion, if you really were receptive to what's being said, you would receive the talk, okay? And you would receive it as intended spiritually, okay? Which means you would be receiving it as information, etc., etc., okay? But also, because of the spiritual force field I work with, you'd also be experiencing it vibrationally. And if you receive it, you would be up vibrated as a soul, as a spirit. Because that's how the teacher works with the student. Okay, through the upper part of the third eye and the crown chakra. And so that you're up vibrated. Okay, but if you're receptive, spirit, God, the teacher, whatever you want to call it, loves you enough to say, okay, you're in charge, your creation, you can have it. But I'm offering you another choice, and I hope you'll be wise enough to take it. There's another way. There's the way of the world. There's the way of grace. It's real simple. Okay, we'll stop with that. Okay, if anyone has a question in Phoneland. Okay, well that's easy. Anyone here have a question? Good.
I mean, what struck me is when you were saying let go of my agenda, or let go of our agenda, that's really everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not like I'm having a business meeting, I have this agenda. It's, I work with the light, I have a preference, but it's really letting go of everything other than God.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Agenda means letting go of everything other than God for the simple reason that that's all there is, and you can't take anything home with you. And when a soul has completed its karmic journeys here, it's able to be with God, which means that it can withstand and be in the frequency of the Lord God. Okay? Anything else is a separation, is karma, is an attachment, and yeah, you can't be with God. So it's real simple. Okay, any creation in thought, word, or deed other than God is karma, is separation. And that's where our pain is as human beings. is that attachment. That's why I have a sign or a little sticker that says, you know, stupid should be painful. You know, stupid, of course, is another word for karma, because we've forgotten who we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the whole point in the journey of a soul is that our will and God's will become one and the same. And when we're exercising our will, well, that's not God's will. Okay? From that consciousness, okay? When we come to know ourselves as soul, as spirit, and then you know that that's who you are, well then, yeah, your will and God's will are one and the same. Because you won't be choosing into karma. And God, in His kindness and His mercy, He gave us free choice. So we're not dictated to, we're not controlled, we're not robots. We have choice, okay? Just like you had choice to receive the light of the Most High or not, go with your agenda or not. And the interesting thing was, the more you went down the road of being receptive, the easier it became, and the less skin in the game you had, so to speak, with your karmic choices. And then it got to a point where you couldn't even remember what they were. They had no attraction for you. Okay, and of course, ultimately, that's what's meant by being dead to this world, spiritually. That then this world has no pull on you, or you have no attachments to it. So you're dead to this world. Okay, and it's interesting, when you're dead to this world, you're awake. Okay. Anyone else like to share?
I have a question, Dr. Ling. How do we know if we have received?
Well, okay, did I ever tell you the story of my doing cross-country skiing?
Okay, well, I don't remember that one.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I'll be happy to tell it again. Okay? That I went cross-country skiing, and it was a really sort of bad day for skiing, in that it was kind of like a little rainy. There wasn't much cover, etc., and it was very icy. Okay? And the wonderful thing is that I did fabulous, okay? All right, and then after about an hour or so, I decided to rest a little bit, so I stopped and I stood still on my skis. And I had the thought, oh, I wonder how well I'm doing. And as I was having this thought, guess what started to happen? My skis started to just spread apart and I started to fall, okay? And I knew immediately what was happening. Well, of course, I went out of my center to my mind and started to wonder how I was doing. And I lost the strength and I started to just fall, okay? So your question is kind of the same thing, okay? How do you know when you receive? You'll know inherently. The soul knows when it has received the light of the Most High. You won't have to do a mental check. Trust. Okay, you see, and that's kind of another thing that always seems to happen until we move past it. The worry, did I get it? Am I doing okay? Etc., etc. How can I gauge it? Trust. Okay, the soul knows. Just like the soul knows where it is and can locate itself in spirit by the sound of the realm that it's on. So it's going to know when it has received itself, because that's what it's doing. It's receptive to the light of the Most High that it is. So it knows. Okay? Secondary.
Okay, thank you.
Secondarily, you may know as a dummy by the secondary effects. You may feel like satiated. You may burst into laughter or crying, or you may be just like awestruck. But those are secondary effects. Okay, but the soul in you knows directly. Trust.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry to disappoint you, but that's how it is. Okay, go ahead.
Dr. Lane, just a quick question. You mentioned what being dead to this world is, and could you explained this to me before, but I forgot. So the pull is in the world, but one is not attracted to it anymore, or can you explain again what that means?
Well, A is you didn't forget, okay? Because the soul never forgets, okay? Rather, you're not willing to allow that access to come forth for whatever reason, okay?
That's true.
All right, but I have it, the soul here, and you can allow it, and I'll translate it from a nonverbal, okay? And that is that, obviously in this world, there are many things that the lower self can go for. Worry, fame, fortune, status, fear, pain, whatever, the things of the world. Okay. When you are centered in God and have that strength, okay, you don't give your consciousness over to it. Period. So it has no pull on you. And there are no attachments, so you're dead to this world. Just like in the exercise, you chose to go with receiving the light of the Most High. So in that case, the density of matter, all that agenda stuff, it had no pull on you. So it's like that. Okay, and of course, one builds up the spiritual strength by following the teachers of the Master's instruction at the time of initiation.
Thank you. Is this kind of like, you know, the unipolar, where God is, which is unipolar, and then because of that, being in that place, there's really no pull. Like, if I was trying to translate this into, like, chargers, for instance, would that be equivalent? I mean,
yeah, that's exactly how it is. Okay, the unipolar nature of God is that you're just that spirit. Okay, so you're not vibrating in the place where there's duality. So, in reality, the negative polarity or the pull, it doesn't exist.
Right.
And it doesn't exist anywhere.
Okay?
All right. You know, and that's... that's why there are many people who say to me, well, you know, the universal consciousness or the universal mind or so. And I'll say, well, that's still part of the dual worlds, the negative worlds. Okay?
Right.
Okay. See, and what happens is God is in all of his... creation. All right, so he sits at the unipolar existence of reality, and is reality. But because he's on all the levels, he enters the dual worlds, and in the positive polarity, he's the sound, and in the negative, the spirit is the light. So it's the light and sound of the Lord God. Okay, and. But it has everything to do with when your eye is single, your body is a light. And of course, the eye is single means that it's focused and at one at this unipolar existence. And so your spiritual body is all a light.
Yeah, I have been picturing before that, you know, in the positive polarity, it's still in the magnetic I mean, still in the lower worlds, I guess, and I was picturing the struggle of like having to choose the positive polarity, but now I see being present with God is just above all that stuff.
Well, yeah, but you know, that's like saying, well, you know, I'm in the body and I can be at the unipolar existence of God because God made a mistake and I shouldn't have been in the dual worlds, okay? But God is so kind and sweet to us that he actually enters into the lower worlds through the positive polarity, so that when the soul is on those levels and working through those levels, it has a positive polarity at that level. So it can choose into the spirit on that level, okay? And then eventually, when the soul reaches what's called the soul realm, it moves into the unipolar existence. Okay, that's just like saying, and then I'll move on. It's just like saying, well, you know, the office of the Christ is not needed anymore. Well, yeah, the office of the Christ is in charge of all souls in the negative polarity, through the negative worlds, okay? Souls who are existing in above the soul realm, in the oneness of spirit, they have no need for the Christ because there's no mediation to go on, okay? But they still, in the journey of a soul, you still need to go through the positive polarity, and you still need to go through the office of the Christ. Okay? So if you think you're going to jump from the causal or the mental realm into a being able to focus 100% of the time on the Lord God, then you've just got another creation going that you're going to be responsible for. Okay? So what I'm saying here is be kind to yourself, and why don't you just settle for going to the positive polarity in the negative worlds, okay? Because that's where spirit is, in the negative worlds. So focus there if that's where you're vibrating on. And then when you have been blessed to have entered into what's called eternal life, or where the soul is no longer subject to karma and reincarnation, okay, then you move into the unipolar existence, where your soul has merged into the oneness, and you actually lose your individual identity as a soul. But that's down the road for most souls. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, so don't dismiss the importance of the positive polarity, because that's where the sound current is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, anyone else? And then we'll call it a night. Okay. Well, one, two, a night. Okay. So, did you need to say anything, Wilson?